Protect. Brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we speak to people from elsewhere in Europe about how deposit return schemes work in their own countries and their thoughts on their effectiveness. From the 1st of February, Ireland will be implementing a deposit return scheme on plastic bottles and aluminium cans. Customers will pay a small deposit, between 15 and 30 cents, on bottles and cans between 150 millilitres and 3 litres in size that feature the return logo, the company set up to manage the scheme. Once the cans are returned, either to an automatic vending machine or over the counter at selected outlets, the deposit will be returned, either in the form of shop credit or cash. While the system is new to Irish customers, it has been a staple in much of Europe for decades. Ida Wolf, a master's student at UCC, is originally from Finland and has been living in Cork since 2017. She says that the scheme has undoubtedly been a positive in her country and feels like it is an aspect of life that is missing in Ireland.
In Finland, it's just any time that you buy a bottle or a can with drink in it, the shop charges you an extra 15 or 20 or 40 cents, depending on the size of the bottle or can. When you're done with the can or bottle, you just bring it back to the shop. You put it into the little machine, then you get a receipt with the money back. Bring it up to the till and they will give that to you either in cash or you can just take it off from your next purchase. I think it works really well. It's kind of just a given at this point. There's not really any kind of questions about it or any big opinions on why it shouldn't be there. Everyone's just very much in the habit of, in the house, if there's a couple of empty cans or empty bottles, you just put them in a separate plastic bag and you bring them to the shop the next time. It's quite straightforward. It's also the case that a lot of kids like to go after any big public event or after New Year's, anything like that. They kind of comb through town to see if they can find any empty bottles or cans to pick up, and then they bring them to the shop, and if they're lucky they gotta get a couple of euro from that, get a couple of sweets, they're happy enough. I still kind of by instinct a lot of the time want to put my bottles and cans somewhere separate and not just in the general recycling or in the general bin. It does still feel a bit strange to me sometimes not bringing them into a shop because it's just such an easy, straightforward thing to do, just kind of second nature. I think people will get used to it very quickly, and I do think people will kind of feel like it's a good thing to do.
Among countries in Europe that have implemented deposit return schemes, Germany ranks the highest with a 98% plastic recycling rate, beating Finland by 2 points. The scheme does not just encourage recycling by itself, though. Social phenomena, such as returnable items being collected by or left for the homeless or people who are otherwise in financial difficulty, is one feature that has developed in many countries with the schemes. Sarah Muth, originally from Germany, says that this is an important aspect of socialising for young people in her country.
Aspect that I've grown to really appreciate a lot is the positive impact of the deposit bottle systems on the communal gatherings. For example, when students gather in public spaces such as the city park or even the college campus, you can always see other people showing up in the hopes to collect some of the empty bottles that they can then hand in later for the deposit. This is kind of an unspoken arrangement that is mutually beneficial because instead of leaving empty bottles scattered around on the ground or tucked away in corners or in the ditch, people actually give them willingly to those interested. So these people are not only helped, but the place is also being left behind way tidier than I can imagine it would have been otherwise. And this is also just not limited to specific locations. It's also across the city that you'll notice empty bottles neatly placed beside the bins to be picked up by people later. This system does not only just keep the spaces tidier, but I can also imagine it's just really appreciated from both sides, and there's always respect when you hand them over and the other person is really thankful for getting the money and you're happy that you don't have to carry the bottle around for the rest of the night.
The same is true of Finland, as Ida points out.
So in Finland it is quite common that you see homeless people or people otherwise struggling financially collecting the bottles, and they can either be trying to collect them from the bins themselves, like from public bins where there are no deposit banks, but quite often as well you see people leave their empty cans or bottles right next to the bins or on top of the bins, or in some places there's even, I think it was in Denmark that I heard about, that they have shelves next to the bins where you can just put your empty bottle or can on the shelf for someone else to then pick up later or bring it back to a deposit bank and get a few bob for it.
If you would like to know more about the deposit return scheme and what it will mean for Irish consumers going forward, check the show notes of this episode. And we're stronger when
together. Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.